talking with Rabbeinu Shel Olam now. It has to be total concentration. Dos says Torah l'shma to magish. Vos says Torah. That was his godless, and that's the way Shteidos with all his milas, because he learned Torah l'shma. Does the Eibush to Torah b'kedusha b'tayra. Total concentration. Nothing else in the mind. Now nothing else to think about. Not to be in the yeshiva. Nothing else. He once mentioned to me, so David, you know that a bochel could learn better than a younger man. Why? Because the Bach has no daigus. You have nothing else to worry about. You have one thing when you're learning orangutan and learning. A younger man has a lot of things to take care of. The unique learning is to put the, when the Zman, the, every one of us, the Zman that will convey the Matara, no matter how much it is, but that Zman has to be total orangutan mamish with the Gedusha Satara, with the Eibishtah, with the Eibishtah. How can I talk with somebody else? Thus says Torah Lishmo, and that's Madrich, that's Malu, the person that gives the person all the Milus. So when end off, Leshmuz, I once heard one, I want a tape I heard, he was talking about that the Medrash says a mile of Yosef HaTzadik. So the Medrash says, what's a mile of Yosef HaTzadik? Yosef HaTzadik was called the Ben Torah. So we've done the Medrash. Yosef was the Ben Torah. What's the Raya? Yosef was the Ben Torah. The Bosse says, Shalo Vicha V'yagetchos Kenecha V'yomiloch. That's the Posik. So Velya was mazed with the Medrash like this. That vos taste a ben. What does the ben mean? A ben has a father. What's the pshat? The ben has a father. He asks his father what to do. Starts out, he's 5 years old. Ta, what should I eat? What should I wear? Where should I go? What should I say? What should I do? Dos says a ben, frek the tata, what I should do. He get older, right? He asks all your shilas to the father. Vos taste a ben Torah. A ben Torah means all his shilas. He asks the Torah. Doesn't do anything on his own. Everything is vos zokter Rabbeinu Shel Olam, vos filter Rabbeinu Shel Olam. What does the Torah say? Thus is Aben Torah. My tata is the Torah, and I have to find out vos filter Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's what I do. Thus is the MS, and that rebellion, Mamishus, to put it upon us. But after on the MS, what Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants and nothing else. Thus says Aben Torah to ask Shilas, to ask from Rabbi, ask from Yigudaylam. But that frag and shah, that's the pasuk. Shalav vichiv agetchad lech v'yomulach. The Apostle, door, bedoshev, every door has the doshev, every door has the rebellion, has the gedolim, has the people to ask. And our avoid is to ask, not to do on our own, but to ask, to know what Das Torah is, to know what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants. I asked somebody today in Yerushalayim, Shmuel Deutsch gave a hesped for rebellion. So I asked somebody, what's the episode of Shmuel Deutsch? What was he given a hesped for? He didn't learn in Philadelphia. So he said he was Keseda, the one in between the Rebel. He used to ask Kama Vakama Shalas through Shach. He didn't stop asking. And he used to ask him through Shmuel Deutsch. That's how he came so close. He said over Meister today, Shmuel Deutsch. That once Rebel called to ask a Shalas from Shach, that it was a small Shalas, what a younger man should do. So Dr. his son, Rashiva now, asked the Tati. He says, Ta, for this you got to ask Rav Shach. So small Shiloh, what a younger man should do? The answer yourself, what do you ask Rashach for? So Veli answers back and says, Nein, thus is the greatest Shiloh in the world. What a Ben Torah should do, what you should do, that's the greatest Shiloh in the world. Madaf Regan Agodol. He called up Rashach to ask Rashach what I should do. A portion of the Shiloh for a younger man. Shiloh Vichav Yad Getcha, we have to learn to ask Shilohs not to do on our own. We don't know what the emes is. We have Negias. We go here, we go there, we come Krum. We have there Shalavicha. Rebellion was tremendous in this. But in the Kabbalah from his Rebellion, for the Rebellion he had Zion Eretz Yisrael, that from Aaron's assault, the Rebellion he asked, and Keseda, that's the way Shtag does, thus gate the Rhine and Torah Lishmo. The Abish is Torah. Torah Lishmo means to know what the Rotzon of the Rebellion Shalom is. And now the way our Tikkun should be, we should learn from this, that our limit has to be learning Torah Lishmo, to know what the Rebellion Shalom wants, and to do what the Rebellion Shalom wants, and to ask Shilas. And it's close for the nifty.
As was said before, that coming to say a hesped, speak for myself, Kotenship, Talmidim. And the Emes says, you speak to the other Talmidim. Everybody feels that it's the same kind of a hergish. There's so much to say. And what should you say? You don't know yourself what to say. Pasuk tells us over Navi and Malachim. Elisha was there when Eliyahu is a vegenuman from the Welt. Elisha Roya Vuhu Mitzaik Avi Avi Rechev Yisol of Farashev. Avi Avi, the Gemara tells us what's meant us, what's the two lashonis of Avi Avi. One lashon of Avi is Imi. The other lashon of Avi is the Pashta Avi. Elisha looked at Eliyahu. Eliyahu was my father. Eliyahu was my mother. Rechev Yisolu Faroshav. He was the ganze starkheit of Klal Yisol. The whole tzibur. He was the kayach in the tzibur. Always bothered me, the kasha. That the chayra, when you're talking about Eliyahu HaNavi, you're talking about the loss of Eliyahu HaNavi being taken away. So what's the first thing, the chayra, that a person should think of? Eliyahu HaNavi, so he was the one, he was the mechiach of the door. He was the Navi in the door. He was the starkheit of the door. The Talmud Chacham of the door. The Marbitz Torah of the door, the one who was Mashpia Yerushalayim of the door. So L'chayra, that should be the first krechs should come. Rechev Yisolu Faroshev. But Elisha, the first krechs that came out from him was Avi Avi, that he's my father and he's my mother. This was the first thing that he felt when he saw the falus of Eliyahu HaNavi. That's taka, the first hergish that a person has. In his seichel, he understands that there's so much more, and perhaps more than his own proteistic at tzorachim. There's so much that the tzibur needs and the tzibur had from him. But the first tzar is a personal tzar that a person is margish. We talk about the Rashiva Zatzal. So we talk about a person like we heard, the Manig Hador, the Meiriderech Hador, Enei Hador, the one who gave Das Torah in the door, Miyasid Kailim all over in America and in here, Miyasid Yeshivas. But the first krechs that comes is Avi Avi, the gefil that he had and the yachas that he had to myself, to my mishpacha. I felt poshut like a ben yochid. And ich sag über der ganze Emes. It's a bissl efshir fanarisht. There was a time that I thought that I was taka a ben yochid by the Rosh Shiva. I was different. I was a ben yochid by him. He cared for me. Until I heard all of my chaverim. Every one of them. Everyone in the yeshiva. Even not talmidim. People that he had shaykhis to. Also came with the selbe hergish. Ich bin azay vi ben yochid by the Rosh Yeshiva. And then I first understood that the feeling that I had, that he felt he had to me, and that I was like a ben yochid to him, this was a hergish that every one of the Talmidim had to the Rosh Yeshiva, Zecher Tzadik, the Kodesh Livracha. This was the hergish that he gave over to every one of his Talmidim and everybody who had shaykhs to. I was thinking that perhaps taka the hemshich, it's taka, it's a poshet the hemshich. Eliyahu HaNavi taka was the manig gador. But the reason that he was the manig gador, because Eliyahu HaNavi had gefilt. Because the Godel Hador felt taka the tsar of every yochid v'yochid. The Pasuk tells us, B'negeya to Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayarbis of Loisam. Moshe Rabbeinu went out into Klal Yisrael. Vayarbis of Loisam. Nosan, Rashi brings down the Divrei Chazal. Nosan Eino V'liboy Liyois Meitzer Aleihem. Moshe Rabbeinu, he was a melech, a ben melech. Yet when he went out in Klal Yisrael, Nosan Eino V'liboy Liyois Meitzer Aleihem. The reason why he was chosen to be Taka the Manig in Klal Yisrael was because he had this maila of Nosan Eino V'liboy Liyois Meitzer Aleihem. The Medrash brings down Mahu Vayar. There are so many stories that you hear over from the people, Talmidim and others that came, and they told him over their tzaris. And when he told him over his tzaris, he sat down and he cried together with them. He felt the krechs, he felt the tsar. People came to be miyayis with him. So he went, and it's a charayin geton in zeh tsar. As I be yishtei tochido in the medrash, Moshe Rabbeinu kahat the maila, and the maila Moshe Rabbeinu became the manig of the door. Like the medrash fears eis weiter. Ata hi nachto es kecho v'halachta lirais v'tsarin shel Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was zeicha to become the manik of Klal Yisrael, because Moshe Rabbeinu was a harangeton in the tsar in every yochid v'yochid. And perhaps that's the understanding that Rashiva had such a meridika. He was a manik in the door, and everybody came to him, that they should be able to find out from the Rashiva the derech that they should go. And he had married the Kisiyata Dishmaya. It was mentioned again and again. Zayn Vort is given klar, und is given emes. And perhaps this is the Havona, that he was zeicher to such married the Kisiyata Dishmaya because of the gefil that he had for every yochid that came to him. Targum Yonis of Benaziel, he goes to Fataych this posik. Vayetzel ochi vayarbis ivloisam. So he taiches vayarbis ivloisam. He saw the tsaris, but he also saw the tsaris nafshei sehem v'ribui avoidosam. He was able to be margish, not just the tsar that they were going through, but he was able to be margish every prat u prat of what the Yidin were going through. It was a nifla dikizach. When you spoke to the Rashiva, the way he understood what people were going through, it's a chazoy arangeton in somebody else's tsar, that he was able to be margish what the other person was going through. There's so many different stories, the endless mises, about how he went over to people and he told them, I understand what you're going through. I was speaking to a Yid, the Talmud in Eretz Yisrael. Rashiva he was in Eretz Yisrael. He called up the Talmud. He wants to come to visit him. The Talmud had Nebuch, a child that wasn't well. He called him up that he wants to go to visit him. He said, he's going to come to the Rashiva. He says, no, I must come to your house to visit you in your house. So he went to his house and he spoke to him. He was mechazik him. He told him that if he needs any help, if he needs etzes, who in America to contact? The chul of a chul. So he asked him on the way out. He said, but why did Rashiva have to come, to be matriach himself, to come here? He says, I understand what you're going through, what the B'nai Mishpacha are going through, what your wife is going through. I came, Pasha, to be mechazik you. He says he was nispoil that he had this hargosha. He understood taka vos geit duch by a mensch. The involvement that he had with the different mishpachas, different problemen that there were in mishpachas, always noch gefragt. We tell over epis. Now mishpacha a meisa, a kleiner meisa, and afshar fil a narish a meisa. But it gives us meridik a chizik at the sensitivity that the Rashiva had. He was zeicha many times, few times, that the Rashiva should stay by us for Shabbosim. Once when he came, I asked him that if he would fahar one of my children. I wanted to be certain that he's up to par, busy with the yeshiva. We're here in Los Angeles, ve'veist. So he said, fine, he'll see to do it. And he was very, very busy. People used to come constantly, one after another. It was about an hour before Shabbos. And the people stopped coming. And he stops me, he says, oh, jetzt ist a gute Zeit. Took my son, he says, Lama zusammen lernen, let's learn together. So we sat down, my son went into the dining room, sat down by the table. He says, no, he says, nish da, in the kitchen. He wants to go into the kitchen. So he went into the kitchen, he schlepped my son into the kitchen, he sat down. That night, there was an asifa in the house, everybody was coming to the house, the shiva was going to say a shir, and there was a in the kitchen, and he's sitting there, so I went over to him, I said, Shiva, can get in the dining room, it's quieter in the dining room. He said, no, he says, ich will da, he likes it better in the kitchen. He said, this is azat tumul, no, he likes it better in the kitchen, he wants to learn in the kitchen. And I was watching him. He wanted the dafka, my wife should hear, oh, very good, zokseh, good. And he made sure that it should be hoyach, should be loud, that she should be able to hear, that she should shep nachas. And I understood, a kleinigkeit, but I understood that he felt what, there was a little bit, if he was able to bring up his noch a bissel simcha rein in the mishpocha, was tracht a mama, was filter mama, and he's able to alleviate some of the fears. That's what he was there for, and that's what he had on mind. The Medrash, the Yalkut in Parshas Vayeshev, the Pasuk V'roacha V'somach B'libo, the Medrash tells over, Vayisha Abenu didn't want to go to Paroi. One of the reasons that he didn't want to go to Paroi was because he was afraid. Aaron is doch der ältere Bruder. Aaron is his older brother. And Aaron is the one that should go to Paroi. He should be the Navi. And the Ribbono Shel Olam was Mavtiach him V'roacha V'somach B'libo. So the Medrash, Ilo Hoya Aaron Yedeya, Shahakadosh Baruch Hu Kaisev Olav. V'gam hinei hu yaitze de krosecha, that if Aaron would have known that it says in the Torah, the pasuk is going to be made about him, that v'roacha v'somach v'libay betufim v'chaylos hayyaitze l'krosi. So he would have gone out, Aaron HaKoyim would have gone out betufim v'chaylos. The Welt fragt doch the kasha, Sa'ad Rabba, why taki didn't Aaron HaKoyim go out betufim v'chaylos? It was negeya to him that I should say in the Torah, why didn't Aaron go out with Tufim b'mechayus? I'm all gehert that teretz. Aaron was, like we say, above it all. He didn't understand. Vos is the greisa zach. The Ribbono Shel Olam chose Moshe Rabbeinu that he should be the manik. He's the greisa simcha. He's his brother. He should be the manik. If he's the right one, he's the chgut azoi. So vos is doch the ganze taram, vos darf man arizgein besufim v'mechayvus, is doch poshit azay. been gesagt, that that's the reason why Aaron HaKohen couldn't be the manig in Klal Yisrael. A manig in Klal Yisrael has to be somebody that understands the Yetzirah from Yedi Yochid V'Yochid. Aaron HaKohen had nicht verstanden. Aaron HaKohen, he didn't understand what it means to be Kovish al Yitzray, to be Oymid al Midoysav. Meishat als verstanden, was es meint, that Besayid has to be Oymid al Midoysav, and he has to schlug sich with his Yetzirah. Meishat es als verstanden. A manig be Yisrael, nav zayin bedafke emitza. Manig be Yisrael has to be somebody that understands, Taka, what every person goes through. He has to understand the problems that every person goes through. Rav Shiva, when he dealt with us, hat nicht weggemacht the problem and the problems that we went through, not me bechutz and not me befnim. He understood us very well. And he told us that he understood us. And he sympathized with us. Af al pi kein, he mourned us. Af al pi kein, those wissen sein, that you have to go hecher and hecher. Nothing less than perfection, nothing less than emes, nothing less than godless is what you have to be satisfied with. The hostaka problemin, you have to learn how to overcome your problem. And I was thinking that perhaps Moshe Rabbeinu is nishno the manig in Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is eichet the melamei Torah la'ama Yisrael. A melamei Torah la'ama Yisrael, dav zayin a mensch was versteht, was a Talmud machduch. He has to understand wie the seichel from the Talmud arbit. And he has to understand, he has to be able to understand all of the kleinigkeiten of the Talmud in order to be able to lift up the Talmud, in order to be able that the Talmud should be matzliach. We see that in Negeya to Moshe Rabbeinu, before Yisrei came with his Eitzah of Sari Alofim in the Sari Meis, so Moshe Rabbeinu had gelernt mit Yedu Poshetiyit. Stell sich vor, Azazach, person came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he asked him his shailas. And Moshe Rabbeinu tzacharangeton mit haposhetiyit. Yeah, the poshetiyit. He understood him and he was able to learn with him. Rav Shiva Zatzal had a meridika kayach. The patience, the savlonis. Talking about a person with a meridika kop. The person that went through sugyas over and over again with azam meridika klarkeit. When the Talmud came to learn by him, the patience that he had for the Talmud. Noch einmal im Masbezein, noch einmal im Masbezein, bis alles gut verstehen. He knew us well. He knew every single Talmud well. He knew the Kleinigkeit, and he knew the Greiskeit, he knew the Problem, and he knew the Schwachkeit. He knew every Chelik of the Talmud. But mainly he was able to be Matzliach, and to be able to be an emissar Marbitz Torah. Gemara tells over a Maisa, Yedua Dika Maisa. Rav Preda, Havale Yahu Talmida, Davatonale Arba Meyo Zimni Vigoma. Rav Preda had a Talmud. He learned with this Talmud 400 times. The Gemara tells over a Maisa Yoim Achad Boi Lemilsa De Mitzvah. Came one time that Preda had to go to do a mitzvah. It was a mitzvah that he had to do. Tana Leva Lei Goma. He learned with the Talmud the 400 times, but Lei Goma and the Talmud wasn't able to understand. He asked him over, Was verstehst du nicht? I learned with you 400 times. He says, so the Talmud told him, Kol Shaita Amina Hashta Koimar, Hashta Koimar. I'm afraid that any minute you're going to have to go away. So the Rebbe said, Was steht da in der Gemara? steht on der Gemara that a Talmud has to feel that the Rebbe has nothing else on his mind, not even a Dvar Mitzvah, except for the Talmud. Eret mit the Talmud is nothing else in the world except for the Talmud. And with all that we heard, that all the askonis that went on and all that went through his hands, but when we spoke to him and we came to him, there was nothing else in the world except for the person, except for the Talmud that was there that was speaking to him. Everything else was bottle. And the Meili, he had a tremendous hashpa on the Talmud. Medrash tells over Rashi brings down in Chumash Yosef HaTzadik, and he was a Mitzrayim, and he was faced with different nisyonos. Nearly the Musyuknei Shalaviv. The Medrash says, Rashi brings down, Nearly the Musyuknei Shalaviv. The Shaila, and mainly once he saw the Musyuknei Shalaviv, so mainly he was able to be oimid on the Yetzahar. Das ist was in Gegeben Chizik. The Shaila is that why was Yosef Zeicha? That Nearly the Musyuknei Shalaviv. We don't find this by the other Shvat. So I was thinking that perhaps the Pshat is, the Pasuk says, V'Yisrael Ohav es Yosef Mikol Banov. Yaakov Avinu had a special ava for Yosef. It's because when Yaakov Avinu learned with Yosef, he had this meridika ava that he had for Yosef. The Torah, the Musavos had gelernt mit Yosef, had gelernt mit der meridika mida von ava. So mainly Yosef went around his whole life near like the Musyuknei Shalaviv. And whenever he came to a Nisayin, so nearly the Musyuknei Shalaviv, he saw the Musyuknei Shal Yaakov Avinu. And we think about all the different Nisayinis, even here in Los Angeles, the Nisayinis that go on from all of the years, and Keseda, nearly the Musyuknei Shalaviv, what would Rebellion say? What would Rebellion think? How would he be patient? The nearly the Musyuknei Shalaviv goes Keseda with every Nisayan that comes up. The issue is was wollt Rebellia gesagt? Rebbeishen is safer says that what the Pasuk says, Ephraim of Menashe, Keruvain v'Shimon Yehuli, that the children of Yosef HaTzadik was zeichet to be one of the Shvatim. Ephraim of Menashe, Keruvain v'Shimon Yehuli, because Yosef wasn't the mechanech of his children. Yaakov Avinu was the mechanech of his children. Nearly the Musyuknei Shalaviv, Yosef was the one that was able to carry over the limudim of Yaakov. He was able to carry over to his children. So Mela, Ephraim, Menashe, Keruvei v'Shimon Yehuli, they were like the Shvatim. This is the Talmidim in the yeshiva, as much as we can. It's nearly the Musyuknei Shalaviv. I speak for myself and for the others that learned by the Rashiva. Everything that comes up, as much as we can, as much as our madregas allow us. So it's the mechanech. Who's being mechanech you? Rebellion is being mechanech you. The Torahs, the Svaris, the Hadrocha, the Musa, the Hashkafa, that you're hearing, hopefully, you're hearing the Musyuknei Shalaviv, you're hearing what Rebellion would have said, what Rebellion would do. Rashiva used to say over, by near Eloi, the Musyuknei Shalaviv, the Medrash goes weiter. Amrulai Yosef. The Musyuknei Shalaviv, Yaakov Avinu, when he appeared to Yosef, what did this appearance of Yaakov Avinu say to Yosef? Amrulai Yosef. Asidin achecha shiichtavu al avnei eifait. The osed is going to be that your brothers, they're going to have one of the avodim and the eifet. Va'ata imohem. You're supposed to get one of the stones on the eifet also. V'tzayncha shi'imoche shimcha mi'beineyem. Do you want that your stone shouldn't be there? He used to tell us, Yosef is in Mitzrayim. His brothers, the Shvatim, they're with Yaakov, they're with Yitzchak, they're working on godless. Yosef is in Mitzrayim all by himself. Yosef is in Mitzrayim with Meredik and his Yainis. Evolke Ken Trachten, he could think to himself, it's expected of me, godless. Halavai, I should be able to keep up, I should be able to hold on to what I have, that I should grow in Mitzrayim, that I should be able to become a Pesder Groysa Tzadik in Mitzrayim. Halavai, that I should just be able to make by. But the Shvatim there, with Yaakov Avinu, there in Eretz Canaan, there together with the others, they're going to steig and they're going to grow. The Eifai that the Kohen Gadol wears, that the Urim V'tumim, where you have Divrei Nevuah, was for Shaychis Hobich, das ist auch gewaltige Madreges. And he manned us. He said, this is what we're manning, no matter what kind of a matziv that a person is in. So also wissen sein, that you have to steig and you have to grow in Torah and Yerushamayim, nothing less than the Eifai of the Kohen Gadol is going to wear. And don't think to yourself that the matzavim and the nisyonis don't allow you to do that. He was a meridika patron of Talmidim in the Yeshiva Ketanis and the Yeshiva Gedolos. He munned from the Rabbeim, Daf Ibigeben to the Talmidim, Vivait Meken. He went for the covet of the Rabbeim, and he was masber that the Rabbeim, the ones who learn with the Talmidim, so they're the ones that are doing the Ika Avodin Klal Yisrael. Because to be Malame Torah La'ama Yisrael, this is the Gresta Zach, the Gresta Schus in Klal Yisrael. Who could forget, he came a couple of years ago, he came here to Los Angeles. Almost there was a tumult, there was a problem. It was right after the riots. And the Olam didn't know what to do. And there was a tzataka that the Olam was thinking to themselves that different liberties that perhaps normally would not be taken had to be taken and should be taken. And the Shiloh was asked, is it the right thing to do? Isn't it the right thing to do? And the Shiloh was asked in Eretz Yisrael. And Rebellia came that afternoon. He didn't feel well. And he said that the Olam asked him that he should speak for the Olam. And he said that he would speak for the Olam, but he had to lie down. He didn't feel well. He lied down. And there was a time that was Mashtim that he would speak, but he wasn't able to. He didn't feel well. So he mentioned to the Olam, he's not up to it yet. We'll have to wait. It got late. It was, I think, after 10 o'clock at night, a lot of the Olam left. It was left, the Talmidim and the Mekurovim. He came to the yeshiva. He was surprised. He says, "No Olam is Nachal's Da." He said, yeah, the Olam came. The Olam came to hear what the yeshiva has to say. He said, over the Targum Yoinison. And it burned in everybody's mind. Targum Yoinison is Masba in the Naseres Hadibris, Dos V'shteit, Leisignoivu, Leisirtzach. It doesn't only mean that a person shouldn't be Eivad Isser of Ritzicha. It doesn't only mean that a person shouldn't be Eivad Isser of Geneva. But it means that a person should have no Shaychis whatsoever with the Inyan of Ritzicha, with the Inyan of Geneva. because the Targum Yoinis in his Masber, that it could have a hashpah on the Talmidim. So he got up and he shied, Vos vet zayn mit the Talmidim? If we're going to take certain liberties, Vos vet zayn mit the Talmidim? We have a responsibility to see to it that everything should be kuloi rein, kuloi teredik. Ein nicht vos vet zayn mit the Talmidim. You heard him speak just last night. I was listening over. He spoke at Philadelphia, Malava Malka, speaking for the Talmidim, the Kovid, the Yeshiva, Bosa Tegeret. He was talking about that the Olam has to see to do for the Rosh Hashanah Talmid. Then there were Talmidim that were coming out of Russia. He says that you have to see to do for the Talmidim that are coming out of Russia. It was at a yeshiva function. He said he had just been there. And he was kulay nispoil. And he was molay simcha. They're learning Torah. They're saying Shema Yisrael. He said a belt full of kfira. And he heard Rosh Hashanah that they were saying Shema Yisrael. He was nispoil of it. He came before the Olam. And he chapped such a spilus. He wanted that the Olam should understand the tremendous opportunity that everybody has that we have to be able to do for them. We had a very big schus. Shiva came to the yeshiva by the Chanukah Sabayis at the first building that we had on 3rd Street. And also they came to over here, this building for the Chanukah Sabayis. And each time he spoke, there was one thing that he said over, the same Nakuda that he said over each time. He said over a Sipurna, beginning of Pekudei, Ela Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdus, Asher Pukad Al Pi Moshe, Avodas HaLeviim. The Sipurna is a big Arichis to be Masber, that the Pasuk is telling us why it was that the Mishkan was lasted, why it was that the first Beis HaMikdash was Chorev, the second Beis HaMikdash was Chorev. The Mishkan never fell into the hands of the Goyim. And the Pasuk is telling us over that the Mishkan had Givisa Milas. Siper Milas Zeh HaMishkan Shebeshvilim HaYuroyu Liyos Nitzchi Shalipo Biyad Oivim Rishayna Shahoya Mishkan HaEdus Shahoya Bay Luchay Saedus Beis Asher Pokar Al Pi Moshe. And then it says that Yisoma Mishmeres Kol Chelkei HaMishkan Biyad Yisoma Hoysa. So he went to be Mazba. He says, Mokum Kodesh, the Mishkan had a kiyum because it had there the Luchay Saedus. He said, what is the Luchay Saedus? So he says, V'efashtet Luchay Saedus means Torah La'amitoi. As we get Dibber the Torah with the Emesu Mesoira without any compromises. If you give over Torah with the Emesu Mesoira like we have from the free Edikadiris, then I bazoi dos hab the Tabin Akiyah. And Mamela, this is what the Pasuk is saying. Luchay Saedus. Luchay Saedus refers to the reign of Torah. When he spoke about Mishmeres, Kol Chelkei HaMishkan B'yad Yisoma Hoysa, so the Mishmeres, the Hita from the Torah, he said these refer to the Rabbeim. And he was mitzavet to us. The Rabbeim have to see to give over the Torah, Azoivi Mohammed HaMesaira. This is the Mishmeres, the Hita from the Torah. The Hita from the Torah is in the Rabbeim and the Yeshiva. They have to see to keep over the Mishmeres HaTorah. And when he spoke about Asher Pukad Al Pi Moshe, so he was Masber that Asher Pukad Al Pi Moshe, who is the one that that they gave over the orders that the Mishkan should be made. The Pasuk says this was Moshe Rabbeinu. And when he was here, he said that he holds that this was Rabbi Aaron Zecher Tzadik Livrach. And he was masmerit in his oifen that Rabbi Aaron was the one that wanted that Torah should be verspreid throughout America. But Rabbi Isai, if we're talking about because we need the tefillahs that should be in Shamayim. So we the betach by the Rosh Yeshiva, he was for us what Torah became in the city of Los Angeles, came about because of his adrocha, the hoffen that we should be able to still follow his adrocha, we should be able to go in the derech that he shtal davek for us. We hope that we should be able to kasei the day for yaren yaren. We should be able to nirulate the busyuknei shalaviv. We should be able to hear his adracha with all of the nisyanis that we're facing. At the same time, we ask the Rashiva that he should be mispal for us. Medafen ochal sein tefillis. Medafen mer v'frie efshe sein tefillis. The matzav. All of the Ruchni is the Kinesianis, and the Gashmi is the Kinesianis, but Daf Kesei the Zaina Tvilis. He should be for us a Meilet Yesha. He should be Mispal for the whole Kehillah. The last couple of years, he used to say over that we're holding right now Mamish, Mamish, Ikvas of the Mashiach. And he had a whole Cheshbon. How he was Mazba as Mashiach Kumt Otot. Betten, I should be mispal taka. Should go before the Kisya Kovit. Be mispal taka that Mashiach should come and Mehera be Yameinu. We should all be Zaycha taka. Bilam of us la netzach. Moch Hashem dima bi al koponim. Noima amen.